Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Now
on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Okay, 4:11 Pensacola right now, News Radio 92.3. Chris Bryan, Austin Price. It is what you call a busy day today. Coming up at about 4:35 this afternoon, going to take a look at the NAIA Women's Soccer Tournament action from Monday. Of course, the ladies are playing again today. Full schedule of games, and they had some good ones come down. We'll talk about that at 4:35. And Austin will be talking about this in just a few minutes. I know PPD installing those red light cameras throughout the city. I know he's all over that one. So we'll talk to you and let you know where I used the 3-second rule today right here at the 10 Freeway and Davis Highway. And it's a good darn thing I did. You know, because I told you, when the red light changes, I count to three.
As you should.
Some knucklehead. Pow!
Because I think it was that same intersection that I stopped, and then I noticed a car went whizzing by, but it was right as our light turned green. It's like, dude, you just ran the red. Like, there's no man's land for you. You just straight up ran it. So you got to look out.
Just remember the three count rule. Yeah. At red lights around here, people don't stop.
Stupid.
They really are, you know, because not only
now that you say it,
well, not only
dumb.
is it just dangerous, first of all, but you know, the expense of ticketing, just the whole mess involved with an accident.
Right.
Don't do it. Count to three, then go.
Yes.
I promise you, you'll feel better.
And if God forbid something happened to you at that point, you were just meant to get hit.
Right on.
All right. One of our top stories here. We're getting some reactions nationally to the Hunter Biden pardoning. One is New York City Mayor Eric Adams. He was indicted earlier this year on federal corruption charges, but he's speaking out about the situation. He says he didn't state his opinion when asked for it at a Tuesday news conference, but he made where he stands perfectly clear. He read from the New York Times, not once but twice, the paper of record said, quote, President Biden and President-elect Donald Trump now agree on one thing. The Biden Justice Department has been politicized. He laughed and said, if it's in the New York Times, it has to be true. The mayor, a Democrat, has maintained his innocence on bribery and wire fraud charges, vowing to remain in office. But at the same time, we've got one Republican Texas senator, John Cornyn. He says that he agrees with legal experts that they're saying the pardoning gives President-elect Trump the political cover to issue widespread pardons to his allies. Cornyn called the case a move of blatant corruption, and Trump himself reacted on social media questioning whether it would allow him to grant clemency to those involved in the January 6th Capitol riot.
I will tell you this. It is going to open up a can of worms if it hasn't already. This is going to have so far-reaching legal ramifications on this decision, on this platform, and what happened. And I guess the timing was really critical in this announcement as well. But between now and 7 o'clock, you're going to be so darn educated in terms of what's going on out there. I have worked diligently with the folks over at Fox, pulling up some good stories for you to let you know exactly what's going on as it happens as of right now.
All right, let's see. Just about 4:15 here. We'll get that first quick check of the roads and weather, especially since we're giving some extended insight here on the roads. But first, this traffic and weather update is brought to you by Frontier Motors. That is the only dealer Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola. That's Frontier Motors on Beverly Parkway. So looking at the roads here, we just got some backups on I-10 traveling westbound passing the I-110 north ramp. And we got some on 9 Mile if you're traveling westbound towards Palafox. Outside of that, it's just a busy intersection here or there, or just some usual backups that we see at this hour. But what Chris was talking about just a few minutes ago, PPD installing red light cameras at several intersections to monitor drivers that are running red lights. So these cameras are at 9th and Bayou, 9th and Airport, 9th and Fairfield, 9th and Gregory, and Davis and Fairfield. PPD providing a 30-day warning period before the cameras go into effect.
Yeah, so you don't have to pay that. It's $158 when you run the thing.
Ugh.
So just to let you know about that. It's non-criminal. Doesn't go on your record. But, you know, if you don't pay the fine on time, it could increase the potential for hurting your record.
Yes.
Don't do it.
And
leave it alone.
And the weather here, 53.
Count to three.
Yes, absolutely. And the weather here, 53 degrees, low of 39 tonight. Tomorrow, high of 64, low of about 55, 56. But late Wednesday night, got about a 40% chance of rainfall coming in.
You see, Channel 3 should jump all over that one. Count to three.
Yeah.
You know, count to three at the red light. We'll talk about
Channel
that.
Channel 3 says count to three. I like that.
There you go. Okay, stocks ending mixed today. I got to get back on track here of reality. as U.S. employers advertised more job openings, Fox's Hillary Barsky has the report.
Stocks ending mixed with the Dow finishing lower, but the NASDAQ and S&P 500 closed at record highs as investors digest the latest economic data. Employer staffing needs picked up slightly in October with job openings rising during the month to 7.7 million, up from 7.4 million in September. Today, San Francisco Fed President Mary Daly said a December rate cut is up for debate, but not off the table. Tech was the leading sector with Apple and Meta platforms hitting all-time highs, while industrials lagged. The Dow winners today, Apple, Amazon, and Home Depot. The Dow decliners, Visa, Procter & Gamble, and Honeywell. The Dow falling 76 points, the NASDAQ up 77, S&P 500 up 3. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
417 News Radio 92.3. I need to tag on to this story here because she kind of delved into the interest rate cut. Well, a San Francisco Federal Reserve president, Mary Daly, is saying now an interest rate cut in December is possible. This would make a lot of people happy. Fox's Edward Lawrence has a little more details for you from Los Angeles.
She does see that inflation is moving down steadily to that 2% goal. She did not take a rate cut off the table for the December meeting. She says that they have to go forward and see what the economy and how it unfolds. Now, she says the neutral rate for her is somewhere around 3%. That would be a full 1.5% cut from where they are at the end of the rate cycle. Mary Daly says it'll be still be a bumpy ride going down to that 2% inflation. She does not see that a rate hike would be necessary. They're done with that for the moment as the data comes in.
All right. And President Biden, he's in Angola. Is that how you pronounce it? All right. Just wanted to make sure.
And this is not Angola, Louisiana, by the way.
Yes, this is quite a different Angola.
When I first read that, I went, what's he doing in Louisiana?
Yeah, he is there to solidify the U.S.'s support as the first sitting American president to visit the Southwest African nation.
There you go.
Now you know why I didn't want to be offensive by mispronouncing it.
There's an explanation for everything.
Yeah. Speaking at the National Museum of Slavery, Biden acknowledged Angolan's history in the United States, and historians say they accounted for many of the enslaved Africans shipped to the United States, some of the first to arrive in Virginia in the early 1600s. Biden said it's the nation's duty to face its history, including the tough parts.
I got all prepared for you today, thinking I'm going to just basically break at the annual Keep the Wreath Green Fire Safety Campaign is back. And before I could get it out of my darn mouth, we had our first bulb change.
Really?
Monday evening, Escambia Fire Rescue placed the first red bulb on that safety wreath following a residential structure fire. Happened in the 7500 block of Pontiac Drive. Now, during the month-long campaign, wreaths are on display at county and city fire stations, including select governmental buildings. Each time firefighters respond to a residential or commercial structure fire with damage, a green light bulb will be replaced with a red one to remind you of the dangers posed by fires in residential homes. You know the drill, folks. You've been through this for many, many years. It's an annual thing. Just be real careful this holiday season.
Of course. Let's see. 519 on the nose here, actually. So we'll take a quick break. When we return, though, Florida Power and Light customers seeing an uptick in their monthly bills starting next year. Got details on why and more coming up.
Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin. We'll be back after this.
How many times has a paid-by-the-hour repairman come to your home to do repair and seems to be working awfully slow? After all, the longer they work, the more you pay. And when they're finally done, you get the bill. It's dangerous to give a repairman a blank check because your bill could be much larger than expected. That's why Barberry Plumbing uses a flat rate pricing system. You'll know exactly to the penny what you'll pay before the work begins. No questions, no surprises, no high bills. You get Barberry Plumbing's team of radio dispatched uniformed professional service technicians. They can handle any plumbing repair or replacement job you need, including insulation and gas piping to your whole house generator. They are fully insured for both residential and commercial work. Call Barberry Plumbing at 477-8782 or look for Barberry Plumbing in the business white pages. Barberry Plumbing license number is RF11067749.
In the world of payroll and HR services, things can get complicated. There are so many moving parts in business. At Avalon HR, we understand these complications and have your back. Join us tomorrow, 10 o'clock on the Pensacola Expert Panel, as we guide you through the complicated world of payroll and HR services. Running a business is busy work. Allow Avalon HR to work with you. Join us tomorrow on the Pensacola Expert Panel at 10 on News Radio 1620 92.3 FM.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Costello's Butcher Shop and Deli, where you can meet up and wine all you want. Costello's has all your fall barbecue needs ready for pickup, from Wagyu tomahawks, Wagyu chuck steaks, to quarter pound colossal Wagyu hot dogs, briskets, pork butts, and so much more. At Costello's, you'll find all the best forehead sandwich meats and cheeses, plus everything ready from charcuterie board to chicken salad and the best dessert pies, all at Costello's Butcher Shop, Deli, Fine Wine, and Cheeses. Find them today at the corner of Lillian Highway and Fairfield Drive in Pensacola.
Searching for the perfect Christmas gift? Stop by Pensacola Hardware for thoughtful, practical gifts that they'll love and use all year long. Shop local at our store in downtown Pensacola for hand-picked selections. From gourmet cookware like Le Creuset, Heston, Wusthof knives, to custom gift baskets, Yeti gear, and more. Whether it's an exclusive Pensacola ornament or the latest power tools, there's something for everyone on your list. Visit Pensacola Hardware at 20 East Gregory Street and make this holiday season one to remember.
We are Lions. We bring hope where it's needed. We are a global force for good. Support causes that matter. Change lives. Change communities. Change the world. We can do more together than we can alone. Join in. Experience the joy of serving. Be part of the movement. Give back. Let's unite the world for good. We are Lions. You can be too. Visit weserve.org.
Join the Great Southern Restaurant Group, home to the Fish House, Atlas Oyster House, Jackson's, Angelina's, and Five Sisters, tomorrow at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. They'll be discussing holiday hours, Atlas Beverage Class, fall and winter menus at Jackson's Steakhouse and Angelina's. Deck the halls at Jackson's New Year's Eve and celebrate 12th night at Jackson's Great Southern Restaurant Week.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
When breaking news hits, we're there to cover it. Fox News, WEAR-TV, News Radio team on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Now, back to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Good afternoon, 423. Chris Bryan and Austin Price, along with the Doobie Brothers.
Indeed.
Nice driving song there. I was watching Fox this afternoon and checking out the midday news and seeing what was going on. I almost thought they switched to a story where they went to Chicago and they were highlighting the Chicago mayor there, who was trying to really substantiate the city's giving away millions of dollars to migrants, but not taking care of the local residents in Chicago. They had residents there that were going ballistic. And I thought they were going to start yelling, Jerry, Jerry.
Why is that?
Jerry Springer Show.
Oh, yeah, no,
that's
I get it.
That's what I thought, because it got pretty contentious. These folks, rightly so, pretty mad in Chicago. Anyway, Fox's Garrett Tini is in Chicago with a report on this story.
Mayor Brandon Johnson tried to paint his handling of the migrant crisis as a huge success. The mayor's 14% approval rating, which is largely due to the crisis, might disagree, though. Johnson not only welcomed the more than 51,000 migrants who arrived in Chicago, he encouraged them to come and then spent nearly $600 million taxpayer dollars to take care of them. It is a big reason why so many lifelong Democrats in this deep blue city, especially in black and brown communities, are not only blasting the progressive mayor's proposed tax increases, but his promise to do everything in his power to block President Trump's plans for mass deportations.
They voted for him.
Wow.
They have to live with that.
That's you.
$600 million of taxpayer money going to folks who have been put up in a hotel, have everything, all their benefits taken care, giving them a salary. And the poor folks that are residents of Chicago getting nothing out of this deal.
Yeah.
They're mad. They're absolutely peeved.
Well, I mean, it is. It's a frustrating situation to find yourself in. 425 here. Hopefully, I can ease some of that frustration with traffic and weather together for you. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Barbary Plumbing. When it's time to call a plumber, call the Best of the Bay winner. That's Barbary Plumbing at 477-8782. All right, looking at the roads here, for starters, I'll give you once again another warning. PPD installing red light cameras that will take effect in 30 days. Those lights are at 9th and Bayou, 9th and Airport, 9th and Fairfield, 9th and Gregory, and Davis and Fairfield. But also looking at the roads here right now, Pine Forest Road traveling northbound towards 9 Mile is pretty backed up. Same with 9 Mile itself traveling westbound towards Palafox. And outside of that, it's just some problems at a couple more usual areas, such as Mobile Highway and Michigan Avenue. As for the weather, we're sitting at around 53 degrees, low of 39 tonight. Tomorrow, high of 64, low of 56.
News Radio 92.3. It seems like old Chuck Schumer is losing his voice up there in Washington.
Really?
Yeah. Top Senate Democrat we're talking about. You know, of course, Schumer falls into that category. And now he is refusing to answer questions about the Hunter Biden deal. Ryan Schmeltz has the details.
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer, just hours after winning a unanimous election to lead Senate Democrats next Congress, dodging multiple questions from reporters on President Biden's decision to pardon his son Hunter.
I got nothing for you on that.
Can I follow up on that? Are you concerned with the lack of transparency, lack of honesty around Biden's decision to pardon?
As I said, I got nothing for you on that.
Multiple Democrats have criticized the pardon, with many arguing it sets a bad precedent. The White House says the president felt politics had infected the case, where Hunter Biden was convicted of a gun crime and pleaded guilty on tax charges. On Capitol Hill, Ryan Schmelz, Fox News.
I love that. Just that. I got nothing. I don't know what you want from me. All right. Hinted at this before the break. If you're an FPL customer, listen up. You may see an uptick in your monthly bills starting next year. State regulators unanimously approved a more than $1 billion interim recovery package for the power company earlier today. The money will help cover restoration costs from Hurricanes Debbie, Helene, and Milton, while also putting money into the Storm Reserve Fund. Under the plan, customers would pay an additional $12 a month over the course of a year. The State Public Service Commission is going to conduct a deeper dive into the total storm recovery cost, potentially changing the request.
You know, about 30 days ago, I sat down with the FPL folks and discussed this. It seems that the normal and average customer for FPL will be looking at about a $9 a month increase in those bills.
Really?
Something like that. But it's, as you said, and rightly so, advancing that story like you did, expect it. It's coming. Yeah. But it's not going to be major. But let me tell you, if you are on a fixed income, that is major. Every single penny that goes out of that income, you listen, they need it. It hurts. By the way, Austin, Democrats are rethinking their strategy heading into the new Congress. Mike Emanuel has more from Washington.
With Republicans about to take the White House and the majority in the Senate while maintaining control of the House, Democrats are trying to adjust to that new reality. Some are expressing frustration that former House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is still calling a lot of shots, even though Hakeem Jeffries is the Democratic leader. As some Democrats question whether their oldest members will be effective at taking on Trump-aligned MAGA House Republicans. New York Democrat Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez says her colleagues must learn from the 2024 election and be ready to fight for what they believe.
We need to have our ups because we're going to have to bear down and things are about to get very, very serious.
In Washington, Mike Emanuel, Fox News.
And here's the interesting thing, Austin. AOC is pulling another Biden here. She's been absent. They don't know where she's been. So
really?
She's been absolutely, she's crickets. Man, when something like this busts, when Biden releases the fact that he's not telling truth, a lot of these leaders are like, you heard Schumer. I ain't got nothing for that.
I don't have nothing for you on that one.
Sir? You're paid to tell us something about that.
Well, hopefully this could be one element of unity. The Congressional Doge Caucus has its first Democrat member. Florida lawmaker Jared Moskowitz said in a statement that he's joining because he believes that streamlining government processes and reducing ineffective government spending should not be a partisan issue. President-elect Trump's administration, starting with the Department of Government Efficiency, which Elon Musk and Vivek Ramaswamy will lead.
Yeah, that's a good story, by the way. Pensacola International looking for public input to review concepts for that new $90 million terminal expansion project. PNS is holding an open house tomorrow afternoon. 4 to 6 in the second floor conference room of the airport terminal. So you want your say into this thing? Tomorrow, 4 o'clock at the airport.
Fox News, I'm Tom Graham. South Korean President Yoon lifting a martial law he imposed during a tense night of political drama with troops surrounding parliament.
This hours after he imposed it in a televised briefing, saying it was critical to defend the country's constitutional order. He's accused his political opponents in parliament of sympathizing with North Korea and of paralyzing the government with anti-state activities.
Fox's Kristen Goodwin there. President Biden is in the African nation of Angola. Fox's Greg Palcott.
He sounded pleased to be making his first visit to Africa as president. I'm all in on Africa, he told the crowd during a stop at Angola's National Slavery Museum. Earlier in the day, he met with Angolan President João Lourenço. Top on the agenda is a multi-billion dollar rail infrastructure project.
America's listening to Fox News.
I'm Chad Robison with Your Money Now. On Wall Street, stocks finished the session mixed, with the Dow falling 76 points, the S&P 500 gaining 2, and the Nasdaq setting a fresh record, gaining 76 points. Meanwhile, news of Donald Trump Jr. joining the board of PSQ Holdings sent shares of the parent to online marketplace Public Square skyrocketing today. The share price surged as much as 167% in afternoon trading after the company announced the eldest son of President-elect Donald Trump is joining PSQ's board. BlackRock announcing today it will acquire HPS Investment Partners for $12 billion worth of company shares as the world's largest asset manager looks to grow its footprint in the private credit space. The deal, which is expected to close in mid-2025, comes during a boon for the industry. U.S. crude oil futures for January up more than 2.7%, under $70 a barrel. That's Your Money Now.
This is Zach Gelb of the Sportsman and sponsored by BetMGM, the sportsbook born in Vegas. Please gamble responsibly. Tonight, the penultimate college football playoff rankings will be released. And I have Oregon, Texas, SMU, and Boise State receiving first-round byes. And as for the first-round matchups, I'll project the committee tonight to have Penn State hosting Arizona State, Alabama backing their way in and traveling to play Notre Dame, Georgia welcoming in Indiana, and Tennessee having to go play at Ohio State. I'm Zach Gelb.
Football fans, picture this. You bet on your favorite player to score the first touchdown, and he throws a block, and his teammate scores instead. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you'll get your stake back if your first touchdown scorer scores second. Bet on any pro football player to score the first touchdown of the game. If you're right, you win. If your player scores second, you get your stake back in cash. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to gamble responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 years of age and older. This U.S. promotional offer not available in Mississippi, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. For New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. For Arizona, call 1-800-NEXT-STEP. For Massachusetts, 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, 1-800-BETS-OFF. For Puerto Rico, 1-800-981-0023. Subject to eligibility requirements in partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
If you're struggling with ED or your performance is down and your belly fat is growing, listen up. You've got one life. Now is the time to act.
At Wave Men's Health, we're not just healthcare. We're your secret weapon. Don't wait another day. Here's why you need to act right now.
Every moment you delay, your condition could worsen. It's not just about sex. It's about your heart, your relationship, your life.
Wave Men's Health has years of proven results for low testosterone and increasing drive, energy level, and performance. We've introduced ED and enhancement treatments so exclusive, you'll wonder why you waited.
Procrastination is the thief of time. When it comes to your sexual health, you can't afford to wait. Join the league of gentlemen who've walked out of our doors with a swagger.
Call Wave Men's Health at 850-266-7020 or visit wavemenshealth.com. Book your $99 male performance consultation now, including blood work. Call 850-266-7020 or visit wavemenshealth.com. Wave Men's Health, making it happen.
Hi, I'm Terrence A. Gross. As many of you know, I am a local board-certified personal injury lawyer, and I have practiced in this community for almost 40 years. Our law firm handles only people that have been injured due to the negligence of another. Join me this Wednesday at 10:30 on Pep Talk as we discuss all aspects of personal injury law.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
This is Hill Kelly Dodd wishing you a safe holiday season. Remember, please don't drink and drive.
Hi, this is Joe with Peden Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electrical wishing you a very comfortable holiday season.
This is Barry Cole at Beret Jewelers wishing you a safe holiday season. Remember, please don't drink and drive.
Hi, everybody. This is Sonia Duguid with Trinity Wellness of Pensacola and now in Pace. And we just want to wish you a very happy holiday. And we're just thinking of all of you. Bye. Happy holidays.
Do you want to stay up to date on the latest news, weather, and traffic, but don't have a radio nearby? Then you need to download our new app. With the News Radio Pensacola app, you can get text alerts for breaking news, severe weather, and traffic delays. Plus, customize your alerts so you only get the information you need. It's easy to sign up for text alerts. Just download our app, create an account, and select the alerts you want to receive. You can even change your settings at any time. So what are you waiting for? Download the News Radio Pensacola app today and start getting text alerts.
Now, back to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
News Radio 92.3. Pensacola Right Now, Chris Bryan and Austin Price. I knew we would get to a post somewhere along that line there, but hope you're having a great Tuesday drive in. Thanks a lot for letting us jump in that car with you this afternoon. Appreciate the ride home. Looking over here at P&S, let me just take a real quick glance for you. Looking pretty darn good, actually. Operations, only one flight really under consideration, and I'm not even going to tell you because it's about a 15-minute flight disparity there. So, no cancellations or delayed flights. Looking pretty good out at P&S, the International today. Also, a lot of happening out at Ashton-Brosnahan, the 2024 NAIA Women's Soccer National Championships underway. The top 16 women's soccer teams competing for the championship title comes less than a month after the Texas Longhorns, of course, won the SEC Women's Soccer Championships at Brosnahan Field. The winners on Monday were John Brown, SCAD, Savannah, Georgia. It's SCAD. It's an acronym for something. I'm not sure what the acronym is, but it's SCAD, Savannah, Georgia, University of California at Merced, and College of Idaho. And they're playing games today, and we'll have the finals for you and go over that with you tomorrow because they'll do the what they're going to do. They'll take Wednesday off, kind of a down day for them. Then Thursday, they're set for the quarters. And semis are on Saturday. Finals will be next Monday. We're all over it. It's the NAIA Women's Soccer National Championships underway over at Brosnahan.
And speaking of college athletics, the final college football playoff rankings before Selection Sunday will be released tonight. Ohio State was ranked second last week, and they're expected to fall out of the top four after losing to an unranked Michigan. And Miami was ranked sixth and lost to Syracuse, while Clemson, who was ranked 12th, fell to South Carolina. So there's a lot of pivotal shifts that are going to be happening tonight. This year marks the first of the 12-team playoff bracket format, of course, and the rankings release at 6 p.m. So in the 6 o'clock hour, I'll see if I can pull those up for you.
Especially in the top 10, those two teams you were mentioning. A lot of shuffling in that yep. area.
And we've got a lot of Alabama fans around here. They're crossing their fingers thinking, hey, can we squeak in?
Okay, Flyers, Ice Flyers return to the ice Thursday night and face Birmingham. They're up in Birmingham. They're playing Birmingham on their home ice. Then they jump on the bus, head back home Friday to match up against Macon. Puck drops 7:05 in the Bay Center. They're doing some kind of special crazy thing on Friday night, and it slipped my mind. It's where something gets on the ice and they slide across the ice. But anyway, I'm going to look that up. I'll have it for you. I promise you.
Oh, you talk about on Friday?
Yeah.
Dino race night?
That's it.
Yeah.
That's it. I can classify that as a senior moment on that one. So. All right. I need your help on this one. This was a terrible hit in NFL. It was the Jacksonville-Houston Texans game.
Yes.
And it what came out of it was a suspension for a Houston Texan linebacker after he really laid a hit on QB Trevor Lawrence from Jacksonville. Okay, who was this guy's name?
Aziz Alshire.
Yeah, okay, Aziz. Okay, good.
Close enough.
It's fine enough for me. Anyway, Fox's Jared Max has more on this story.
Less than 48 hours after Jacksonville Jaguars quarterback Trevor Lawrence suffered a concussion Sunday, the opposing player who delivered a dirty hit that caused the injury was punished by the NFL. The league suspended Houston Texans linebacker Shazeez Al-Shaair for 3 games. NFL Vice President of Football Operations John Runyon wrote in part to Al-Shaair, "Video shows you striking the head-neck area of Jaguars quarterback Trevor Lawrence. After he clearly goes down in a feet-first slide, you led with your forearm and helmet and delivered a forceful blow to the head-neck area of your opponent when you had time and space to avoid such contact."
It's a play that really has no, business being in our league.
Jaguars head coach Doug Peterson lamented Sunday. Tuesday, Shazeez Al-Shaair was suspended 3 games. Jared Max, Fox News.
Shazeez.
Close enough. It's kind of like horseshoes.
Well, because I got his name right here, and there's no S or H to be found anywhere. Whatever. I'm not an expert on how to say stuff. All right. Also, the final night of group play in the NBA Cup is set for tonight. There's 11 games on the schedule. Matchups include Bucks Pistons, Magic Knicks, and Grizzlies Mavericks. Other games on the schedule have the Warriors and Nuggets and the Spurs and Suns.
And you thought I was going to forget about the ladies from UWF, didn't you?
No.
No, I didn't. Argos are the 2024 Division II Women's Soccer South Region Champions after defeating Montevallo. This happened Sunday afternoon. UWF is among the 8 teams remaining in the NC2A tourney. UWF 17-1-3 this year will travel to Columbus, Georgia to face Southeast Region number 1 seed Columbus State, and they are a good team.
Alrighty. And a majority of employees have an eye out for a new position, and more workers feel detached from their jobs. That's according to a new Gallup survey. It found that 51% of workers asked are looking out for or are actively seeking a new position. Just 18% said that they are extremely satisfied with their current job. Worker satisfaction is at a record low right now, and people are looking for new jobs at the highest rate since 2015.
I know when we last chatted about this, you mentioned to me you have like one Christmas gift left. And you're done.
Yeah, at this rate, I don't even know if that's happening.
Well, it's already a busy holiday shopping season for Amazon, and Fox's Jenny Casola has information and a trending story.
Amazon says the 12 shopping days that start before Thanksgiving through Cyber Monday saw record sales for the period and a record number of items sold. Among its popular sellers, electronics, toys, and beauty. It was also the largest ever event surrounding Thanksgiving for independent sellers. Amazon used artificial intelligence features to help customers quickly find the right gifts. Rufus is its AI-powered shopping assistant. Also, Amazon Lens can identify products through a photo, screenshot, or barcode scan and suggest similar items. Jenny Coselda, Fox News.
All right. Whoop.
See you, Jenny.
Yeah, goodbye. She faded away into oblivion. All right. Also, just speaking of buying stuff, Bible sales are spiking.
Good.
Jason King, who heads the Center for Catholic Studies at St. Mary's University, attributes the surge to a sense of uneasiness. The public, he says, is looking for stability. And also, at least some of this, he says, is being driven by a recent popularity in Christian influencers.
Boy, now that's a story.
Yeah.
Because it has not been trending that way for a long time.
Yeah, no, that is true. You hear a lot of people that, at the very least, don't sound perhaps as religious as they should be.
444, News Radio 92.3. Porch piracy, yeah, it's annoying, and of course it is illegal. Tomorrow, National Package Protection Day.
Mm.
I wonder if they're going to have, like, marching bands and confetti going off. And
that'd be kind of cool.
Well, aside from adding camera security to your front door, there's other steps you can take to protect your packages. We've been talking about this, encouraging you to be aware of this. Talk to your neighbors if you got a package coming in. Let them know that, hey, I've got a FedEx coming. It's a 2-dayer. Should be here before 10 o'clock tomorrow morning. Could you keep your eye out there for me? Great. Watch for updates from your delivery services. Request a signature on deliveries. Schedule deliveries when you're at home and have deliveries put behind bushes or somewhere they cannot be seen. You have to coordinate that very delicately with the driver.
Right.
Because I know a lot of drivers don't want to go skirmaging through your bushes to leave the package.
Understandably.
You want me to go where? With what? Are you crazy?
Right.
Anyway. There's some hints for you. Maybe that'll help you out.
Well, you know what? You said two things there that really caught my eye throughout that entire spiel, and that was one, camera security, and two, something about drivers and truckers. So that takes me to Traffic and Weather Together. This Traffic and Weather update is brought to you by Frontier Motors. That's the only dealer Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola. That's Frontier Motors on Beverly Parkway. Let's see here. Looking at the roads, we do have some backups on Highway 90. This is if you are traveling westbound, coming over Blackwater River and heading into downtown Milton, or continuing westbound towards Glover Lane. Also, Highway 29, traveling northbound towards 10 Mile Road, dealing with some pretty heavy backups. And the same can be said for Brent Lane, traveling westbound towards North Davis Highway. That's just one of several spots, or that's just some of several spots giving us trouble right now. But those are some of the hardest hitters. And back to the whole camera thing, PPD has 5 red light cameras that have been installed. They will take effect in 30 days. They are at 9th and Airport, 9th and Fairfield, 9th and Gregory, and Davis and Fairfield, and the fifth one, my bad, 9th and Bayou. Skip that one. All right, as for the weather here, 53 degrees, low of 39 tonight. Tomorrow, high of 64, low of 56.
Okay, while you're running these temperatures down here, I want to remind you, Freezing Weather Shelter is over at Ferris Hill Baptist Church in Milton. It's open tonight. Just due to the potential severity of the cold weather, people staying overnight must arrive between 6:30 and 8:30 unless you're brought in by a member of law enforcement. Only service animals with up-to-date rabies vaccs may be allowed to stay at that shelter. So if you maybe know of someone that needs this, Ferris Hill is the place to take them over on Chaffin Street. Is it Chaffin or Chaffin Street?
You're asking the wrong
guy.
Okay,
good. Well, because I've always said Chaffin Street.
I'll take your word for it.
So I'm hoping maybe somebody could text us. Let me know if I'm right or not.
Yeah, you can text in to 850-437-1620 to keep us in check about all kinds of things if you so wish, but also let us know what's going on the roads. Sometimes we'll have some prompts that you can drop in on and give us your 2 cents. So once again, that's 850-437-1620. Feel free to text in at any time right here on News Radio 92.3.
That big black bad truck of yours, is that a GM?
No.
Okay, because I want to remind you, if you do have a GM truck, listen to me now. There's a recall. Over 132,000 GM pickups are being recalled over tailgates that can open unexpectedly. You know, you got your whole back loaded up with stuff, and then you look in your rearview mirror, and it's back on the highway. So anyway, take care of this. Fox's Jeff Manasso has more on this trending story.
The recall affects certain 2024 Chevy Silverado and GMC Sierra 25 and 3500 series heavy-duty pickups, for which the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration says under certain conditions, water could seep into the tailgates, come into contact with the electrical gate release switch, which could cause a short circuit, leading to the tailgate unlatching. No crashes or injuries reported. Until the fix, owners are advised to check that the tailgate is closed and latched before driving. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
Alrighty, and also, McDonald's E. coli outbreak is over. CDC said over 100 people in 14 states were infected in total. It caused 27 hospitalizations and one previously reported death of an older adult in Colorado. The CDC first announced the outbreak back on October 22nd, and the fresh slivered onions on the fast food chain's Quarter Pounders and other items were likely the source.
Hold it, hold it, hold it.
What?
Check the freezer again. Recall being issued over potential E. coli contamination in carrots used in vegetable medley packages that may include produce from the same company that issued a recall last week for cucumbers linked to a salmonella outbreak. Jeez-em. Got to keep a scorecard on this stuff. Four Earth Farms, California, confirming the products were sent to 7 states, including right here in Florida, and distributed through Walmart and other grocery retail stores. So it's Four Earth Farms of California. Look at it before you buy it.
So McDonald's onions E. coli has passed, but what'd you say, Four Earth?
Yeah, Four Earth Farms of California.
Okay,
that's like the number four, numeric four, Earth Farms of California.
All right. Well, so their E. coli outbreak is still hot and bothered. All right,
oh,
got
boy.
It. let's see, just about 4:50 here. You know, this is kind of a funny story. Trump, his theme song has kind of become YMCA, right?
Yeah.
And in the back of my mind, I was like, man, I'm surprised they haven't given their thoughts, because every time he plays a song, the musician gets upset about it. Well, the founder of the late 70s disco group, is perfectly fine with Trump's use of their iconic song. Victor Willis is his name. He says he supported Kamala Harris in the 2024 presidential election, but he added that he believes President-elect Trump genuinely enjoys the song and that he simply didn't have the heart to make him stop using it. Willis acknowledged that the Trump campaign obtained a license from BMI to play the song, and he also acknowledged that YMCA is estimated to grow several million dollars since Trump started using it. So, I mean, man, if you can make money from it, who cares? It's not like he's saying anything controversial while he's blaring it. He's just dancing.
So was this guy the fireman, the Indian chief, whatever?
The officer? There was a police officer, right? Construction worker?
Yeah, that's right, and there was one other one.
Ah, oh, geez.
Okay, see, this is where we have the text come in handy.
Was there a crossing guard?
It's like five. Okay, but anyway, yeah, I got that. No, because I tell you, we're on the same page here. Coming up during the 5 to 6 hour,
yeah,
I'm going to have some sound that they sent me on this story. So we're going to probably hear a little bit of YMCA during the 5 to 6 hour.
All right, no problems there. I like that song. 4:51, we'll take one last quick break. When we return, got the first trailer for the live-action Snow White movie out now and the plot of that and some of the reactions to it. Details on that and more coming up.
Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin. We'll be back after this.
Are you a business owner? Do you love sports? I bet your audience does too. What if I told you we could help you reach your audience while they're at a sporting event? Let ADX Digital help you connect to your audience. Call 850-262-6000 and build a digital campaign with us today. ADX Digital is locally owned and part of the ADX Communications family, inclusive of Cat Country 98.7, News Radio 92.3, ESPN Pensacola 99.1, and Pensacola's Playlist 94.5.
Why was the basketball court all wet?
Because the players kept dribbling on it.
The dad joke. Corny, groan-worthy, but also one of the simplest ways to share a moment with your kids.
What did the buffalo say when he dropped his son off for school?
Bye, son.
So take a moment to make because dad jokes rule. Make your kid laugh today. Go to fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Hey, Andrew McKay here on the Pensacola Morning News. We talked quite a bit about red light cameras, which are being installed in Pensacola along 9th Avenue right now at major intersections. Also, the Daniel Penny Marine chokehold case out of New York. Had a good conversation about a cool program at Milton High School where they're taking students to see a Shakespeare festival in Alabama. And President Trump telling Justin Trudeau that maybe Canada could become the 51st state. Interesting stuff. You can listen to all of the discussion on the podcast page at newsradio923.com.
Local talk during your morning and afternoon drive. Local news every hour. On News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Now. Back to Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Here comes Santa Claus, here comes Santa Claus, right down Santa Claus Lane. Fixin' and blixin' and all his reindeers pulling on.
News Radio 92.3, Pensacola right now. I bet you that's Gene Autry.
You'd be a winning better.
I used to work with Gene Autry, believe it or not, in my intern days in Southern California.
Really?
He used to have that darn horse of his in his office. There was a real live horse. It was on KMPC Radio in Los Angeles. He was the boss at that time, and it was interesting to see his friggin' horse sitting there. We got great listeners. I'm going to tell you that right now because the text lines lit up, helping us decide what we couldn't figure out were the village people and all right. The different ones. What do you have over there on this thing?
All right, so I've got a picture of the core six members of the village people. So we got a cowboy, a policeman, which is apparently who Victor Willis was. Thank you, Texter, for letting us know that. Had a sailor, had a biker, it looks like, with the handlebar mustache and everything, wearing the leather. Had a Native American chief, had a what looks like a construction worker or an electrical lineman, and a cowboy, if I didn't already say that.
I love it. I just absolutely
it was pretty
love
creative,
yeah,
pretty colorful group.
I love it. Absolutely. Good for Donald Trump.
That's the takeaway
that's
here.
That's the whole thing.
He knows how to pick
word. The operative word, two words, Donald Trump.
Yeah. All right.
Why?
Just about 4:55.
I wonder if he can do that. You know,
I'm sure he can. Anyone who knows the song can do that. Just about 4:55 here. We'll get one last quick check at the roads and weather for you. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by the Watson Law Firm. If you've been injured in a car accident, visit watsonfirm.com. Looking at the roads. All right. Several issues. So Pine Forest Road traveling northbound towards 9 Mile. Still got some issues there. 9 Mile itself traveling westbound towards Palafox. Got some backups developing. No accident or anything, though. And then on Highway 90, this is as you're passing UWF, merging with Scenic Highway to head over the water into Pace. We do have some backups there as well. And those are just some of the worst-looking spots in Pensacola. Outside of that, it's a couple more of our usual issues. Gulf Breeze Parkway traveling eastbound towards Tiger Point, and Highway 90 traveling westbound, coming over Blackwater River and passing through downtown Milton. As for the weather, 53 degrees, low of 39 tonight. Tomorrow, going to be a high of 64 and a low of 56, with Wednesday night having about a 40% chance of rainfall.
Yeah, and isn't Thursday the one with like 70 or something percent chance of rain?
Yeah, Thursday, yes, has very strong chances of rain, but they will dissipate throughout the day.
Okay, so we're going to label the Wednesday to Thursday transition here as take down the inflatable night. Probably
yes.
A good idea if you got inflatables out there. Take them down. Just pull the plug and let them rest for the afternoon. Hey, let me go, since we're kind of running a little bit late this hour, would you rack 8352 for me
on
this story here? It's a good one. Kendrick Lamar tops Apple Music's 2024 song chart, and women are making history. Here's Fox's Michelle Polino.
They not like us.
Kendrick Lamar's Not Like Us topped Apple Music's global song chart for the year. As the streamer released its year-end list with some data, the Drake Beef song is Lamar's first ever number one on the year-end global charts. Followed by Benson Boone's Beautiful Things, Sabrina Carpenter's Espresso, Shaboozy's A Bar Song Tipsy, and Taylor Swift's Cruel Summer from her 2019 album Lover. That came in fifth. 2024 was a big year for women in pop with 39 songs from female-identifying artists, meaning some were trans women. A record first in the global chart's 7-year history. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
Shaboozy.
Yes.
When we had the operations director of ADX Communications, Kevin Kenyon, last week, didn't he mention that that's a country artist, isn't it?
Yes, Shaboozy was a big headliner when it came to like CMA nominations, I believe, and some of the awards.
I learned something off of that thing.
Yeah, Shaboozy, he's a pretty big deal right now. Mentioned this before the break. First trailer for the live-action Snow White movie's out now. The film stars Rachel Zegler as the title character, who flees into the woods after her mother, the Wicked Queen, orders her murder. She then discovers a cottage where the magical seven dwarves live. The rest of the cast includes Gal Gadot, Andrew Belknap, and Martin Kleba. Snow White hits theaters on March 21st.
Well, isn't that something? I will tell you that if you want to get into the Christmas spirit, I'm going to tell you how to do it.
All right.
Take that FM knob, and you go to 94.5, Pensacola's Christmas music station. Amazing. If you like the traditional hits, they're there. If you like the newer hits, they're there. But the thing that you will not hear with satellite music distribution in terms of the music, first of all, this is local. You'll hear local voices. You'll hear local information. You'll hear local Christmas information. But more so, it's free. You don't have to buy a satellite service to get the free Christmas music. It's Christmas 94.5. Check it out. You'll love it and have a great time listening to it.
All right. And let me ask you this, Chris. You a fan of the animated show Family Guy?
Are you kidding me? Of course I am.
Well, it's coming back to the Adult Swim channel. The Seth MacFarlane series will return in 2025, kicking off the year with a 3-day marathon beginning New Year's Day. The long-running show originally premiered on Fox all the way back in 1999.
Sure.
And, of course, it was canceled after 3 seasons. Then it saw a resurgence in interest when Adult Swim began airing reruns. So Fox revived it in 2005, and it is now in its 23rd season.
Can you believe that? 23.
I mean, The Simpsons has gone since 89.
Yeah, listen, I was on the original staff out there at Fox with The Simpsons, with Matt and Paulino. You know, The Simpsons was out. Also, you know how that show was founded? It was actually the lower third animated graphics that we used to run with Tracy Ullman. It was the Tracy Ullman show. Mm. And we would run these lower third graphics of The Simpsons characters running across the bottom of the screen. That's how The Simpsons started. The date was, and I know it like it was the back of my hand, April 5th, 1987, The Simpsons. And what a ride that was at Fox. And it's still riding.
Somehow.
It's not somehow. That's a great
show. Oh, it's a good show.
It's a great written show. That's the whole thing. So anyway, check out The Simpsons on Fox and check the Fox News out right here.
You're listening to News Radio 92.3 WNRP Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.